This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Emergency workers in Western Germany and Belgium are rushing to rescue hundreds of people in danger or still unaccounted for as the death toll from devastating floods continues to rise. Authorities in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate said that 63 people had died there, including 12 residents of an assisted living facility for people with disabilities. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, officials put the death toll at 43, but warned that the figure could increase. Meanwhile, Belgium's interior ministry said the country's death toll from the floods has grown to 18, and more people are missing. Christine Dufresne is the acting mayor of Liège, Belgium.
We are expecting many people deceased, and we are afraid to find corpses.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said he was stunned by the devastation caused by the flooding and called for more urgent efforts to combat global warming. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country has reached a new coronavirus phase.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
New numbers show virus cases and deaths are up. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the numbers are high in areas with higher numbers of people unvaccinated.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Zients says each virus death is tragic. Now it's even more tragic because they are